Hello, and welcome to the second episode of our podcast, Peace Be With You, and to the first in a series of episodes called, simply enough, Why Lutheran? I'm Pastor E.B. from Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, Texas, located on the Colorado River about 30 miles southeast of Austin. You can find our virtual home at epiphanybastrop.org. Even as a mainstream Christian denomination, Lutheran is a category unknown to many people, even among other Christians. We hope that this series of episodes will help to demystify our name and help folks, even those among us who aren't sure why we're Lutherans, to become more familiar with Christians who call themselves Lutheran and not the other way around. This series is based on the 2001 book, Simply Lutheran, A Practical Guide to Lutheran Teachings by Arthur Eggert, published by Northwestern Publishing House in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which has graciously given me permission to use its content. The book is available from them at online.nph.net. So rather than a series of instructional episodes on somebody else's church, think of these episodes as a tour, as though you've just come through the virtual doors of the Lutheran Church. So follow me as we begin. Let's start with the title of this new series, Why Lutheran? Why are we called Lutherans? Martin Luther, who lived from 1483 to 1546, was the firstborn son of Hans Luther, a miner and small businessman in Saxony, Germany. Many scholars of his time translated their names into Latin or Latinized the spellings of their names, and Martin Luther did the same. His father wanted him to be a lawyer and sent him to the University of Erfurt. Responding to the guilt that the Roman Catholic Church used to motivate both good works and contributions to the church, Martin Luther was deeply troubled that he had not done enough to be saved. When he feared for his life during a thunderstorm, he promised Saint Anne he would enter a monastery if she saved his life. He subsequently entered the local Augustinian monastery to fulfill that vow. As an aside, the Roman Catholic Church claims that Jesus' maternal grandmother was named Anne, and it has made her a saint under this name, but there's no historically valid record of the name of this woman. Even the rugged life of the monastery could not calm Luther's troubled soul. He therefore became a priest, and he earned the degree of Doctor of Theology in Biblical Studies. He hoped to improve his standing before God through these efforts. Assigned by his abbot to teach at the University of Wittenberg, he continued to study the Bible and the writings of the early church fathers. As he did so, he became increasingly convinced that the Roman Catholic Church had lost its way and was no longer teaching biblical theology. While many others objected to the moral corruption in the church, to Luther the central issue was always how a person could be saved from eternal damnation. When a Dominican monk named Johann Tetzel traveled near Wittenberg to hawk papal indulgences, which were intended to raise money to build St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, Luther became concerned for the souls of the members of his congregation. On October 31st, 1517, the eve of All Saints' Day, he posted for debate 95 Latin theses, in other words, statements, on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, which also served as a community bulletin board. More details of Luther's life can be found in biographies. The issues raised by Luther struck a chord with both scholars and laymen. Translated into German, his theses spread throughout Northern Europe. Over the next several decades, Luther and his colleagues at the University of Wittenberg began to study the Bible from a doctrinal perspective, using its original Greek and Hebrew manuscripts. This had not been done in the Roman Catholic Church for over 1,000 years since the time of Saint Jerome. Luther's team translated the Bible into German and reconstructed biblical Christianity. The Roman Catholic Church, which bases its teaching on both the Bible and church tradition, excommunicated Luther, and the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V declared Luther to be an outlaw. Another aside, St. Jerome, who lived from 347 to 420 AD, was a priest and a theologian who translated the Bible into Latin from Greek and Hebrew. His translation was called the Vulgate and has been used in the Roman Catholic Church ever since. Faced with growing religious divisions within his empire and with a Turkish military threat, Charles V called upon all parties to state their religious beliefs at a meeting called a Diet of the Imperial Estates in Augsburg, Germany, in 1530. Luther could not attend because he was an outlaw, so Philip Melanchthon, one of Luther's associates, drafted a statement of Lutheran beliefs. Some of the princes and some of the councils of the free cities in the empire accepted this document as a statement of their faith. On June 25th, 1530, this Augsburg Confession was presented to the emperor in both Latin and German. It was read aloud in German by Dr. Christian Bayer, a layman and chancellor of Electoral Saxony. Thus, the Lutheran Church was born. This episode is a part of our Peace Be With You podcast, brought to you by Epiphany Lutheran Church in Bastrop, Texas. To find out more about us, please visit us online at epiphanybastrop.org. You can reach us by email at peacebewithyoupodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Pastor EB saying so long and peace be with you.